Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Wheat plot tours are now underway, and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation are proud to support the work of OSU Extension to provide 27 plot locations across the wheat-producing areas of our state. OSU bred varieties, as well as those from other land-grant and private wheat breeding programs, can be viewed side-by-side, giving you the chance to see how they're each responding to growing conditions in your area. You can go and check the plots at your convenience, or you can attend one of the plot tours that are planned between now and the end of May. Call your local extension office for directions to the plot in your area and for details about that plot's tour program. The Wheat Plot Trials offer you real-time information to help you make well-informed decisions about which varieties might work best in your area. A list of the 2021 plot tours can be found at www.wheat.okstate.edu. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. Let's talk about these crop progress numbers. Freeze has made a difference in the winter wheat ratings for Oklahoma and for Texas. Kansas, though, hanging in there, 55% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. But Oklahoma now down to 61% in good to excellent shape, a drop of 9 points from just 1 week ago. Texas off 10 points compared to 1 week ago. The crop rated right now 18% in good to excellent shape. Nationally, we dropped 4 percentage points on our winter wheat crop, now 49% in good to excellent shape. Corn plantings here in the Southern Plains, looking now at 66% done in Texas, down 1 point from a year ago. Kansas, 20%, down a couple of points from a year ago. But Oklahoma, 30% now planted. That's up 13 points from a year ago. Milo, we've just started planting Milo in the state of Oklahoma, 1% done now, according to the crop progress numbers. About two-thirds done, 65% done in Texas. That's unchanged from their five-year average. Kansas has yet to start officially their grain sorghum planting for 2021. The 95th Annual Oklahoma FFA Convention getting underway today, going today, tomorrow. Brand new venue, same city, Oklahoma City, but they are going to be in the Chesapeake Arena for their general sessions and everything else happening at the new Oklahoma City Convention Center in downtown. A lot of excitement about that. It is going to be a limited meeting as far as there's only so many folks are going to allow into Chesapeake because of COVID-19 restrictions. Highlights today include the Prepared Public Speaking Contest finals this afternoon, the opening of the FFA career show over in the Convention Center, and the retirement address from Taylor Tanner, outgoing state FFA president. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack saying this week that there's no truth to the reports that President Joe Biden intends to stop Americans from eating burgers and steaks as part of his plans to combat climate change. The secretary saying there's no effort designed to limit people's intake of beef coming out of President Biden's White House or USDA. Sometimes, he says, in the political world, games get played and issues are injected into the conversation, knowing full well that there's no factual basis. President Biden did this last week, set a broad goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% by 2030, but he gave no details as to exactly how he would accomplish that particular goal. Secretary Vilsack adds there's no desire, no effort, no press release, no policy paper, none of that that would support the notion that the Biden administration is going to suggest that people eat less meat or that USDA has some program designed to reduce meat consumption. It's simply not the case. You've got Farm News on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.